This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang, for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hello again, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. The midweek has arrived, and there's a bit cooking, so let's get right to the news. Mayfair Games releases two new titles to stores this week, Rocket Jockey and White Water. In Rocket Jockey, 2 to 4 players will hop across planets trying to make deliveries 150 years in the future. In White Water, 3 to 4 players race down treacherous whitewater rapids, attempting to deliver their passengers and rafts safely. In Rocket Jockey, it's 150 years in the future and mankind has spread throughout the solar system. To supply far-flung colonies, they look to the rocket jockeys. The planets depend on timely cargo arrivals. This is not enough for the rocket jockeys. They compete with each other to see who can complete the fanciest maneuvers, transport the most important cargo, and visit the most planets. You must be daring, and you must be quick. You must also be tough, for first contact with alien life is near at hand. Deliver your cargo with the most flair and speed, and you'll win the game. In Whitewater, race down a deadly river. Carefully navigate your rafts through the obstacles, trying to keep your paddles and your crew inside the raft. In the game, each player directs the actions of 4 courageous rafters. Each raft in the race contains 4 crew, with 2 crew from you and 2 from another player. Players control the crew within a raft, but also may use energy cards to additionally help one raft or the other. Dice represent the effects of hazards you encounter, and even your best laid plans can be spoiled by another raft pushing you in a direction you don't want to go. Score, designed by Friedrich Moyersohn, designer of Mayfair's popular Nuns on the Run, Whitewater is the game where players ride the rapids and earn points for getting their rafts and passengers home safely, navigating through treacherous waters including rocks, driftwood, and the dreaded whirlpool. Both Rocket Jockey and Whitewater should be in stores this week. Next week brings Cosmic Alliance, an expansion for Cosmic Encounter from Fantasy Flight Games. From the time their ancestors crawled out of the crystal blue sea on a paradisial world under a particularly lucky sun, the winners have always been incredibly fortunate. Random factors have a bizarre tendency to go their way, and the stars always seem to shine down just a little bit brighter on them. Now, as they casually sail out into the cosmos under a favorable solar wind, they know that they will soon take their place as the rulers of the universe. After all, they're winners. It's what they do. Cosmic Alliance, the much-anticipated expansion for Cosmic Encounter, will be on store shelves late next week. For those who haven't followed the FFG preview so far, they've already shown the fun-loving animal and charismatic general, versatile cyborg and pint-sized pygmy, and the toxic poison and vampiric sting. They've also shared the rules for Cosmic Alliance on their support page. Now they're pleased to present the final preview in their series, in which they reveal the alien sheets for the highly fortunate winner and the ever-obsequious butler. If the object of the game is to win, then this alien is no-brainer. He wins more, because he's the winner. The stars always seem to align for those fortunate favored spacefarers, and overkill simply isn't in their vocabulary. If they win an encounter by 10 or more, they can gain 1 free colony on a planet in any system. As far as the butlers, with a far more subtle approach to galactic domination, they're a race of interstellar servants who harbor a secret desire to lead. This classic alien must, courteously, perform all menial tasks at the table. Whether it's flipping cards or looking up rules, depending on your game group, your butler may even open soda cans, fetch pizza, or warm your seat while you visit the restroom. Go nuts. I don't know if I want anybody warming my seat while I'm in the bathroom, though. Just be careful, should the House of Butt ever rule the cosmos, there will be a reckoning. With 20 new and classic alien races and rules for an additional player, Cosmic Alliance expands your battle for the cosmos in exciting new ways. Head to your local retailer next week and grab your copy. Of all the games you'd be expecting to see from Hasbro at this year's Toy Fair, a dart-shooting version of Clue probably wouldn't be one of them. Color all of us surprised, but also color some people impressed. Clue Elimination draws more inspiration from the freeform live-action game of Assassin than it does from traditional Clue. In fact, taking a peek at the photos so far brought me back to the good old days of playing Steve Jackson's Killer in high school, and actually getting in trouble for doing so. Here's the premise of the game. Up to four players receive pocket-sized Nerf blasters, a few darts, and an assignment from the deck of mission cards. The assignments consist of a common household location, such as the kitchen or the hall, as well as the name of an opposing player, which will be your target. Your objective is to simply find a way to lure them into that location and shoot them with a dart. If you can do that, take on your target's ID card and mission, then continue eliminating other players. Missions in Clue Elimination are carried out in service of the original Clue families, the House of Mustard, House of Scarlet, House of Green, and House of Peacock, with all of them having unique family crests molded into the plastic stock of their custom blasters. Clue Elimination will hit stores later this year. The game industry get-together is rapidly approaching. Next week, February 29th through March 1st, all game industry professionals, publishers, stores, distributors, designers, and other game industry members are invited to attend the get-together to play games, chat about games, and have a good time. This will be a low-key event without a schedule of events, early morning meetings, sales events, etc. Attendees should bring $100 worth of games to donate to the takeaway tables and games they wish to play at the get-together. The Game Industry Get-Together is a celebration of all the hard work game industry professionals put in throughout the year. This is a chance for everyone to play games with fellow game industry brethren and celebrate the previous year and the coming new year. The Game Industry Get-Together will be held in St. Louis, Missouri at the Holiday Inn Airport. Attendees will need to cover their travel costs, housing, and food. A complimentary shuttle will be available from the Holiday Inn to the St. Louis International Airport. Book your room today because you don't want to miss out on this event, if you fall into the category of people who should be attending. If you have any further questions about the event, contact get-together at gamesalute.com. The Society of 20th Century Wargamers has released issue number 75. In this issue, you get a detailed look at the KNIL, Dutch Forces in the Far East, with Orbats and TOE&A, layouts for both Test of Battle and Rapid Fire rules, plus modeling ideas and figure selections. They also give you a couple of scenarios for you to try out with your new force against the Japanese. If you'd like more information about Issue 75 or the Society of 20th Century Wargamers, head on over to their website. Victory Force Miniatures has released Zombie Horde Set 1, and it's available for a special price. It features one of each figure in the Zombie Horde, so it's 100 zombies, no frills, no thrills, with basic details perfect as fillers to your Zombie Horde. Figures in this set can be used as fun comical zombie fillers, extra cast members, or inexpensive cannon fodder. Many of these figures, with a little converting, can also be used as scavengers, casualties, radiation victims, tree huggers, protesters, wastelanders, wherever your imagination takes you. Some may even be recognizable as someone you know. Many with torn clothes, chewed fingers, torn arms and legs, some are even missing legs and arms. This set contains 100 figures, no duplicates, and includes one each of 59 original figures and 41 figures converted from the originals. The price on these is $190. So if you're interested, head on over to Victory Force Miniatures. Are you ready to take on untamed oceans racked by lightning, whirlwinds of seething flame and roaring thunder, and massive shards of flying earth and ice? Wizards of the Coast's new D&D Players Option supplement, Heroes of the Elemental Chaos, was made available yesterday and presents new class builds, character themes, feats, paragon paths, and other rule options for players, whether they're looking to create new elemental-themed characters or add elemental abilities to their existing characters. Releasing alongside the new Player Option supplement are brand new Spiral of Therizdin fortune cards. These cards add a new level of chance to every encounter, making the combat even more exciting, and are thematically tied to the Heroes of the Elemental Chaos. Fortune cards are perfect for giving you an extra edge in the weekly D&D encounter events at your local gaming store, and can also be used in the challenging D&D Lair Assault sessions. For more info about Heroes of the Elemental Chaos or the new fortune cards, head over to wizards.com/DND. And finally, a team of scientists from the Carnegie Institution for Science in the U.S. has discovered a new super Earth planet. The newly discovered planet is 4.5 times larger than Earth and revolves around its parent star, which is much smaller than ours, in a period of 28 days. The discovery suggests that habitable planets could exist in a wider variety of environments than previously suspected. This planet is the new best candidate to support liquid water and perhaps life as we know it, said Englada Escude, one of the scientists from the team. Dubbed GJ667CC, the planet is rocky like Earth and rich in elements such as iron, carbon, and silicon. Of the hundreds of exoplanets discovered so far, very few are considered super-Earths, and although GJ667CC floats about 22 light-years away, it's right next door in comparison to other likely habitable planets. The discovery was made using public data from the European Southern Observatory, along with new measurements from the Keck Observatory's high-resolution Echelle spectrograph and the Carnegie Planet Finder spectrograph at the Magellan II telescope. With the advent of a new generation of instruments, researchers will be able to survey many M-dwarf stars for similar planets and eventually look for spectroscopic signatures of life in one of those worlds, explained Angela Escude. So, is that where all those UFOs have been coming from? That's it for today, but I'll be back again tomorrow. And until then, happy hump day! The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.